Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. It's a bit of a tricky daf, some calculations and stuff. But the Gemara starts off a little bit easier. The Gemara on the top of Yud Beis and Aleph says, "Yibayilhu nisachim habam b'fnei atzman tuunim shira ein tuunim shira." We've been discussing up until now the inyan of singing a song, the shira, in the Beis Hamikdash by the Levim for different karbanos. So the Gemara wants to, let's say someone brought the nisachim on its own without the context of a carbon, how would that ever happen? So the Rashi explains on top here, Nisachim Habam Bifnei Atzman, Kagon Sheviu Hayom, Carbon Sibor Velohiviu Nisachim Imo. Let's say they didn't bring. Every single carbon, carbon Talmud, carbon Sibor requires Nisachim. And they didn't bring the Nisachim for whatever reason. Veviyim Lamach, but they brought them the next day, which you're allowed to. The Gemara says in Menachos, it also appears in the Gemara Tainus Beis Mabez, Minchasam Veniskayim Belaila, Minchasam Veniskayim Afilu Lamachar, that you could delay the bringing of the Menachos, the bringing of the Nisachim, even the day afterwards, if you wanted. I believe the Gemara says even afil asar yamim, even 10 days after the carbon, you could bring the nisachim. So they brought the nisachim on their own. So does that offering of the nisachim b'fnei atzman require shira, or does it not require shira? So Gemara says kevan d'amar Rebbe Shmuel bar Nachmani amar Yonas and minayin she'ein omrim shir el alayin. How do we know you only say it alayin v'chulei arminan? So based on what we saw yesterday, that you only say it on yain, and therefore since you're bringing the yain, you should say the shira. Odoma al achila v'shtia arminan ashir l'chuda lo arminan. Perhaps we only say shira when there's both yain, when there's drinking, which is accompanying the achila, meaning there's a carbon being brought as well. But the moment you bring the shti alone, the nisachim on its own, that would not require a shira. So that's the suffix the Gemara poses. The Gemara answers, Tashma, Rabbi Yossi Omer Megalgalin Zechus Layom Zakai. We saw this already, that there are certain days that are very good days and other good things happen. There are certain days that are bad days and bad things happen. So hi Shira Maya Vidase. So what type of song was taking place there? So we discussed yesterday, it can't be the Shira of the carbon tumit. So Gemara says, Ilei Madola Sechova, the bringing of the tumit, which is a chova. Well, that can't be the case. Mihava, was there a carbon tumit when the base of Mikdash was destroyed? Already Bishavasa Ratama's Batel Tumit. We know one of the five things that took place on Yudzayan Tamas was there's no longer a tumit. So that means by the time Tisha B'Av came around, there's no more tumit. There's no chova being brought. So that can't be the Shira that they were singing. Vela Dolas Nadava, must have been a dedicated offering that the carbon tzibur had. They had some extra funds. They bought brought a ben bakar as an ola. But we said with yesterday's daf, v'hatani rav Mary braid rav kana lo tzricha, that we don't sing a shira on a olas nedava because it might lead to a churva. So that can't be the song that they were singing. That can't be the context in which they were singing. So it can't be a chova because the tamid was batal. It can't be an olas nedava because of yesterday's daf, we said it's going to lead to a nafik meinei churva. So why were they singing a shira? El alav nisachim, was it not that they were bringing a nisachim b'fnei atzman and they were singing a shira? So it must be, it's a raya that you would, a nisachim does require a shira. So comes along Amar Rav Avisei Mar Rav Ashi v'tizvara. Does this really make sense? Shira d'yoma, we learned yesterday's daf that on a Sunday, Matzah Shabbos is when the Beis Mikdash was destroyed. That was a Yom Rishon. That was a Sunday. So what's the Shira Shayom of Yom Rishon? It's L'Hashem Artzim Lo. B'yashav Alem Es Onema B'Shira D'Arba B'Shabbat Hava. So the Yom Rishon Shira was L'Hashem Artzim Lo, but they were singing a pasuk that appears on the Revi of Shabbos, the Wednesday. So something is off here. So Ella, I love Baalma who did nafalu befumayo. They're just singing a song, just some type of singing or dirge. They're saying, at least in the English, they were just whatever came to their mouth and happens to be a Yom Ravi Shir. But it wasn't saying that today was the Shir Shayom of Yom Ravi. But weren't they standing on the platform? Sounds like it wasn't just stam a song. They were doing some formal shira. Gemara says no. That's like Reish Lakish, like we saw yesterday as well. Damar Reish Lakish, Amar Shira Shlo Al HaKarbon. You are allowed to sing a formal song on the duchen, on the platform, even if there is no carbon being brought. So the fact that they're singing a song has no proof on what exactly was taking place at that moment. So Ihachi, that's the case. Binusachanami lema nafik mine churba. Once it came to this, we shouldn't sing a song when bring a nisachim, because that's also going to lead to a churba. What's a churba? Because there's no obligation to bring a song when it leads to bring nisachim. It's a rishus. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says two narrow lines down, nafik minei churba, da asla meimer, you're going to come to say, ki heicha de nesachim habam b'fnei atman rishus, nesachim habam im ha-karban, nami rishus, you might come to say that a regular nesachim that accompanies the karban, that singing may also be rishus, because it could get confusing. They said, don't sing at all when there's just nesachim habam b'fnei atman. So this ends our conversation of singing a shira with regards to the karban. Now the Gemara wants to analyze the braisa of gufa. Rabbi Yossi Omer Megalglin Zechus L'Yom Zakai V'chulei B'Rishona. So we had a whole thing that took place in Matzah Shavuos and Matzah Shabbos. So Gemara is going to challenge this point. B'Rishona, but the first base of Mikdash was destroyed. B'Matzah Shavuos Mi Mashkachas La. Could it really be it was the year after Yo'ah Shemitah, which means the eighth year or the first year, however you want to calculate it, the first year of the next cycle? Is that really true? B'Haksiv, doesn't the pasuk tell us? B'Esim Mechamed Shana La Galusenu. So Yechezkel had made the statement that he had a certain nevuah that was 25 years after the Gulfs. Okay, that's one calculation. Which was Rosh Hashanah on the first of the year, Rosh Hashanah, which is Esther Chodesh, which is the 10th of the month, which itself is a contradiction. Is that Rosh Hashanah or is it Esther Chodesh? The Gemara is going to address that. And which is also calculated by Arba Asar Shana Achar Asher Huksa'ir, 14 years after the destruction of the city, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So there are three components here. One is 25 years from a galus. Component two is the time of year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that contradiction. And the third factor here is the 14 years since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the first Gemara, first points out, Ezi Shana Shirosh Hashanah Bes Lachodesh. When do we celebrate the beginning of a year? On the 10th of the month, not a Rosh Hashanah, but when is Yom Kippur the beginning of a year? That's Havi Omer Yizdel Yovel. Yovel is unique, that Yovel begins from Yom Kippur, the Pasuk tells us. So Yom Kippur is the beginning of the Yovel cycle. So this Nevuah that Yechezkel had was it was a Yovel year. Now we have to keep in mind these two calculations. So this Yovel year was 25 years back in the past, 25 years from the Gullus, which we haven't defined yet. And now it's 14 years from the Huksa'ir, from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So we're going to challenge this calculation. So now if this Nevuah was Yovel, so that means Yovel was 14 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So I'll just do math outside, because the way the Gemara does math, it's a little bit different than how we do math. But really, it should be, if the Yovel is really 50th year, so then, and if we're saying that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed a year after Yovel, so Shemitah is every 7. So 7, 14, 21, 28, right? So 42. 42 would be the year of Shemitah. That's a multiple of 7. And year 43 would be the year afterwards, okay? So now, if you do this calculation, what comes out here is that Gemara says that Isaac Adaitach, if you really think Bechad B'Shavua Charuv, that really the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the year Bechad B'Shavua, the year of the next cycle, meaning the year after Shemitah is over. So now, Mechad B'Shavua Lechad B'Shavua Tamne. From one Yovel, which is a year after the Shemitah, to a previous post-Shemitah year, that's 8 years. How's that 8 years? So if you count, you have, year 50 is 1, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, it ends up being 8 years to get to year 43. That's how you back up, right? Including the 50, right? Between 42 and 50 is 8 years, right? 42 plus 50 is 8. So bring back from 50 brings you to 43, year 43, that brings you to 8 years. And then going back from there, from year 43 to the previous post-Shemitah cycle, brings you to year 36. Because year 35 is a Shemitah cycle, so 36 is the year afterwards. So from 43 to 36 gives you another 7, that 8 plus 7. So again, Mechad B'Shavua, Lechad B'Shavua, that's Tami, that's 8 years. And Lechad B'Shavua, to a year prior to that, Acharina, to the previous cycle, that gives you another 7, that's Chamesh Shehaven, that's 15 years. So a Yovel year is 15 years after a post-Shemitah year, not 14 years. So there's a miscalculation based on the pasuk of Yechezkel. So if it's really true that post-Shemitah year was when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's something wrong with this pasuk here. It should be 15 years, not 14 years, to the nevuah of Yechezkel. So comes along Amar Ravina. Ravina explains, Barbas Re Shana Achar. What mean achar shana shuk sa'ir? It's 14 years after the year the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed during year 36 of the Yovel cycle. Year 36. We don't include year 36. It was 14 years after 36 is over. So after 36 to 50 gives you 14 years. So then the calculation makes total sense. It was a first year of a cycle that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, year 36, and then after that, 14 years later, was Yovel, which is when Yechezkel was giving his nevuah, when he received his nevuah. So then the Gemara says, Yehachi, that's the case, and now we figured out the 14 years, this makes sense. But the other content, Be'esim, the Chameshana, the 25 years, that Yechezkel had this nevuah 25 years after the exile, there was a galus that took place before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, so you might remember this from the Gemara's in Megillah. Gemara's Megillah, these are some challenging Gemara's in Megillah as well, calculating some of these years. So it's really Esim V'Sheish Havan. The Beis Hamikdash was really, the Nevuah rather, the prophecy to Yechezkel was really 26 years since the Galus, not 25 years since the Galus. What was the Galus? Dar Ma, we have a statement. Galu B'Sheva, Galu B'Shmona. That there are two stages of Galus. So I'll read the whole thing. Galu B'Sheva, Galu B'Shmona, that's one unit. The Gemara is going to say later on, and we're going to challenge it. It might be viewed as three or four Galus, but Galu B'Sheva, Galu B'Shmona, we're viewing as a unit. I'm giving you the Maskana because it's clear. And Galu B'Shmona Esrei, Galu B'Tshasrei is another unit that's 18 or 19 years. So there are two rounds of Galus that took place from Nebuchadnezzar. So the way it works is as follows. The first round of Galus was when Yechezkel himself was in this Galus when he was exiled. It was 7 years from when Yehoyakim was placed into office. Yehoyakim was a king, which was 8 years from Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar was a king. The second year of his king, of his reign, he had put Yehoyakim into Avdus. Now, after that, so 7 years later from Yehoyakim being in Avdus, which is also 8 years from when from Nebuchadnezzar started being king, was the first round of Galus. Everyone hear me on that? So fine. So that's 8 years to first Galus from Nebuchadnezzar's reign, which is really 7 years from Yehoyakim was put into Avdus. That's all the same ending period, just a question, when do you start? And then, until the second Galus, which was really the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, it was 18 years from when Yehoyakim was placed into Avdus, which is really 19 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became the king. So these are the two levels of Galus, which can really be broken down to four stages, because it's really, the Gemara is going to figure this out. So now, doing some math. Mishav v'atamnei sarei chadzari. So from year 7... to year 18, so the 7th year to year 18, that's going to be 11 years, okay, right? 7 years is when the first Galus started, and then to the 18 years, which is the next Galus, so that's 11 years. Now, 11 years, this is all, again, the Galus, this is led to the Beis Hamikdash. So 11 years from a Galus until the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and now, plus 15 years later, to the Nevuah of Yechezkel, Chamesh Asrei, that ends up being Esim V'Sheis Havu. That's a total of 26 years. Our Pasuk said that the Nevuah of Yechezkel was 25 years from the initial Galus. But doing the math, it was really 26 years from the Galus. So again, Yechezkel was 15 years, we said, it was 15 years from the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. And then 11 years prior to that was when the Galus took place. So that's 26 years. So now these next few lines are still a little tricky in terms of numbers, because why are we choosing 7 and 18? Why not 8 and 19? And we're using 15 years, but before we said 14 years, it gets a little tricky. I'm going to be just very superficial here. So the Gemara says, Amar lach Ravina. Ravina says, Uladidach minicha, does it make sense to you? Michti. Galu nami b'chasre. How come you're choosing number 7 and 18 of the Galus? What about number 19? Weren't they also exiled in the year 19 of Galus? So according to that explanation, mishav chasre, from the year 7 to the year 19, that's really 12 years. 7 and 19 are 12 years. And that's Tartus, right? V'arbasre, adding plus 14 years now, 12 plus 14, that also gives you esim v'sheishav, and that's also 26. So it's still somewhat confusing, these calculations. It's not so pasha that 25 years is from when Yechezkel gave his nevuah to from the initial Galus. So Elamayis the Chalmei, what do you force into saying? Lebar Mishata de Galus, we don't include the year in which they were exiled. So we subtract 1 year from 26, gets us 25. The Didinami, according to me, Ravina says, I also able to subtract one off the Bar Mishata the Galibah from the year that they were exiled. So again, there's some confusion here, but it's there's some year get kind of swallowed up in between, gives you a total of 25 years. In the end of the day, the Gemara says, Mikol Makom Chasrei L'Ravina Kasha. The year 19 is still confusing according to Ravina, because if you go from 7 to 18, that's 11, that's fine. But if you go 7 to 19, so that's still going to give you 12 years. So Gemara says, Mi Savra Shalosh Galios Havir, were there really three exiles? And the Mefarshim say, really four exiles. Were there really four exiles? Galo B'Shiva, Galo B'Shmona, Galo B'Shmarasre, Galo B'Chayasre. That's 14 Galos. Were there really three or four Galios? No! There's really two. There were units of two. This is what I told you in the beginning. This was the Maskana I told you in the beginning because I made it clear. Galo B'Shiva, Sheva L'Kibush Yoyakim. They were exiled 7 years from Yoyakim's being taken over, which was the same exact Galos, Shehi, Shmona Levunuch, which is the 8 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became king. That's all one goal. It's just two different calculations to get there. And Galu B'Shmona Asrei, the Kibush Yoyakim, they were exiled the second round, 18 years from when Yoyakim was taken over, which is the same exact year, Sheid Shasrei, 19 years from the Nebuchadnezzar's beginning of his Malchus. So that's the idea. Damar Mar, we bring a clear statement. Shana Rishona, the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Kibush Ninveh, he conquered Ninveh. And the Shia, the second year, Allah, the Kibush Yoyakim, he conquered Yoyakim. So we see that the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar and the Kibush of Yoyakim are 1 year off. So that's what we say, 7, which is 8, and 18, which is 19, which are really just units. 7 and 8 is one galus, and 18 and 19 is a second galus, and that makes everything somewhat clear. Either way, we figured out how it makes sense that the Nevuah of Yechezkel was 14 years from the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, which was 25 years from this galus. So now the Gemara says, V'chein b'shnia, we had the same exact calculations when it came to the second Beis HaMikdash, that was the Tisha B'Av, as much as Shabbos, as much as Shvius. So Gemara says, Shnia, b'matzei Shvius mi mishkachas la. Is it really possible the Beis HaMikdash by Sheni was destroyed in a year after Shvius, meaning the first year of the next cycle? Mi mishkachas la, is that really possible? Michli, let's understand, let's do a little bit of math. It says, by Sheni kamakam, how long was by Sheni around for? Arba mea v'esim, it was 420 years that it was up for. Arba mea timne yovle, and there are 408 yovel periods, 400 years, which are 8 yovel periods, right? So 8 times 50, right? Yovel is 50, 8 times 50 gives you 400. So of the 420 years of the Bai Sheni, 400 were very even, right? 8 yovels, 8 times 50 is 400, so that's even. We want to try to figure out how many years of the next cycle they're in. So now, Arba Asrei Trei Shavua. So next 14 years remaining, 414 now, those are two complete Shemitah cycles. So that gives us the 414. How much is left? Pashu Lehushis, there are 6 remaining, Havale Bishita B'Shavua. It should be the 6th year of the Shemitah cycle, not the 8th year or the 1st year of the following cycle. Something seems to be off here in this calculation. It wasn't on a Matzah Shavuos that was destroyed. It was a Shes. It was a 6th year of a Shemitah cycle that was destroyed. So Gemara says, Hana Ahumani, who authored this Brisa? It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is one who holds Amar Shnas Chamishim Ola Lakan Ulakan. The 50th year counts not only for the Yovel of the previous cycle, but also serves as base for year 1 of the next cycle. So in other words, every Yovel cycle is really a total of 49. The 50th year is the Yovel cycle, but we also count that number 1 year, that same year is number 1 for the following cycle. So it's really every 49 years is a complete Yovel cycle. That being the case, we're able to now subtract 8. Before we had 8 times 50 gave us 400. So now we can take 8 off because we're only counting 49. That gives us to leads us to 392 now. So the Gemara says, I see Tamnia de Mitamia Yovle, remove 8 years from the 8 Yovels that were in the 400-year period, which now gives us, now we have that 8 leftover years, plus Hani Shis, plus the 6 remaining we had before, 8 plus 16 leads you to 14, Havya Abayis at 14. So now we have, everything's complete. 420 divides nicely into the Yovel cycle. Let me just do a quick math. So 49 is a Yovel. So 49 times 8 leads you to 392. Now 392 to 420 gives you 28 years that are remaining. 28 years divides by 7 very nicely, evenly. So now everything's complete. 420 are complete Yovels, complete Shemitahs. So the very next year, year 421, was a Matzah Shvius. Ishakach, the Matzah Shvius, Charev, that the Beis Mikdash was destroyed the first year of the very next cycle. Okay, good math, that wasn't too bad. And Adam's shaking his head. Adam, I know, whole cup. I'm not challenging others, but this is Adam's second nature. Okay, we're good?
First nature.
Okay. So Gemara says, E Rabbi Yehuda, if this is Rabbi Yehuda, if really he's the one who authored this Braisa, Barishona lo mishkachasa. There's going to be a problem on the first Beis HaMikdash, however, how to calculate that math there. It doesn't work out nicely that it was destroyed during Matzah Shvius. Why? Dasani, the Braisa tells us, very apropos to this week's Parsha again, of Shlach, of entering Eretz Yisrael, Shivasa Yovlos Manu Yisrael Mishenichnesu La'aretz Vachi Yatsu. From the time the Bnei Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, there were 17 full Yovel cycles. From the moment they entered in until they left, they were exiled. Fine. And so now let's just do a calculation just quickly here. We have here in the notes, it's based on Rashi though, that... one second here. Okay, so the Beis HaMikdash was built 480 years after we left Mitzrayim. Okay, that's 480 years after we left Mitzrayim. That's clear based on the Pasuk Malachim. Now, we have to take off 40 years from when they were in the Midbar. So it's really 440 now. So it was built 440 years after they entered in. That's when it was started. Now, this Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. That's how long it lasted for. So it was built 440 years from entering into Eretz Yisrael. It lasted for 410 years. So now that gives us 850 years. So from the moment they entered into Eretz Yisrael until Bais Mishkan was destroyed, it was 850 years. Now, 50 times 17 equals 850 evenly. So that's how we get now that there were 17 full Yovels for the until Bais Mishkan was destroyed. 850 years, that's perfect. So now the Gemara says, after figuring out, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda authored this as well, V'yata yachalomar mishasha nichnesu manu. Now, wait a second, you can't say that the mamish counted from the moment that they entered in, because if you say that, shimata omer kein, if you do say they started counting the first year at the beginning of the Shemitah cycle and the Yovel cycle, nimsa bayis chari b'tchias Yovel. It turns out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed during the year of a Yovel, because if we say 850 is even, so in year 851, the year of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the beginning of a Yovel cycle. So then, Yatamotzi, you can't find that, Bar Basrei Shana Acha Ashehuk Sa'ir. So according to the Pasuk by Yechezkel, he said that Yovel was 14 years after the destruction. So we know that it can't be, they couldn't have counted right when they started, because there's something off. Must be.
It's saying that the 850th year is a Yovel year, like you said, and that's the year that we're saying that it was destroyed if they started counting.
851, I think. The year afterwards, I think 851 would be the destruction, no?
It's saying that Tchilas Yovel here usually means the first year of a Yovel period,
mm-hmm.
but here it means the Yovel year itself.
Okay, it, I see that, okay. Okay, so it would have been like 850, which is the final year of the Yovel, fine. But either way, that's off, because it was clear from the Yechezkel's Nevuah that there were 14 years difference between the destruction of Beis HaMikdash and when Yovel took place. Because again, Yechezkel made his Nevuah that it was a Yovel year, because it was a Rosh Hashanah, that was an Eser B'Chodesh. That was a Yovel year, he had his Nevuah. And he's told us this Yovel year was 14 years after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So you see there's a discrepancy of Yovel and the destruction of Beis HaMikdash by 14 years. So it can't be that they started counting Yovel from the day they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Ella, Tzei Mehem Sheva Shekibshu Sheva Shechilku. They didn't start counting the first 14 years of Eretz Yisrael when Yeshua and Bnei Yisrael conquered the land for 7 years, and then they divided the land for 7 years. Those 14 years were not part of the calculation. So now we can push everything over 14 years. V'yata Motei Ba'arba Srei Shana Acha Shehuksayir. Now everything makes sense why everything's 14 years off. Okay. Now, so what's the question to Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, now, Rabbi Yehuda really authored the Braisa here, so now his 50 years is really 49 years. So now we have to subtract 17 years that he doesn't have as Yovel. I see Shavse Mishavse Yovle, remove 17 years from the 17 Yovels, and now Shadei Ahani, throw them on those years, so now we have 14-year discrepancy plus 17, that's going to give you now 30. Havilei betlasa b'shavua. Did I miss something up here? Oh, sorry. From these years, we take off 14. From the 17 years now, extra, we take 14 years. So now there should be, because everything pulls back behind. So it's really 3 years should be the discrepancy. So really, the base of Mikdash Bais Rishon really should have been destroyed in the third year of the cycle, according to this, not the first year of a cycle. So something's off. If Rabbi Huda really authored the Braisa, it might make sense for Bais Sheni descriptions, but it doesn't make sense for Bais Rishon descriptions. So Gemara says, "Hanach shani daglinu Sancheiriv ad daaser Yirmiyah adjunu." The years in which Sancheiriv had exiled the Yirmiyahu, the 10 Shvatim that were exiled, the 10 tribes that were sent into exile. So until Yirmiyahu brought them back, lo kachashiv lahu, those were not part of the calculation because you needed all of Klai Yisrael to be in Eretz Yisrael to count Yovel. So that removed a few years for us. And based on that calculation of the few years that Yirmiyahu was looking for the Shvatim until he brought them back, that takes care of that gap in between the years. And Rabbi Huda, in fact, was the author. But then the Gemara gives another suggestion. Ibai Zeim Liel and Rabbanan. Really, Rabbanan were the authors, not Rabbi Huda. So according to Rabbanan, the first the calculation of Bais Rishon, that all makes sense. But with Bais Sheni, you said according to the calculation of the Rabbanan, they counted 50 full years as a Yovel, there was something off, we said, about the Motei Shviyas. It didn't work out well that Bais Mikdash was destroyed during the first year of the Yovel, of the Shemitah. So Gemara says, V'chi katani v'chem b'shniyah. When the word v'chem b'shniyah and the same details took place during Shniyah, during Bais Sheni, Ashara, referring to the other details. Not every detail was exactly the same, but most of the details were. But one detail that was not the same was Matzei Shviyas. Matzei Shviyas, the Bais Rishon was destroyed during Matzei Shviyas, but Bais Sheni was not destroyed during Matzei Shviyas. Hachanami Mestavra, this is also very sensible to say, because the Lotem Hach, we don't say this. I mean, if you do say that they were entirely equal across the board, you have a problem here. Because we said during Bais Rishon, Mishmartel Shehya Yarov Bashnia Mihavya, so it was destroyed, the Bais Rishon was destroyed during the Mishmar of Yehoyarov. So we're saying that Yehoyarov was also destroyed during Yehoyarov's Mishmar of Bais Sheni. Yehoyarov wasn't around during Bais Sheni. How do we know this? The Braisa tells us that Arba Mishmaros Alumina Gola, there were only four Mishmaros of the original 24 Mishmaros. We know the Kuna was broken up into 24 different posts. And they all had different names and stuff. But when Bais Sheni came back, when Ezra returned everyone from Galus, only four Mishmaros returned. Who were they? Yedaya, Vicharm, Pashkor, V'Imor. These four. Now these four had to split up between the 24 Mishmaros. How did they do this? Amdu Nevi'im, Shebeneim, V'Chilkim, Lesen, V'Arba, Mishmaros. The Nevi'im broke up into 24 different Mishmaros, and they divided them amongst four, meaning each one took six Mishmaros. Balaam, they mixed together who would have which week, and the different, different cards, and a little box, a little hat. When Usanim Bekalpa, they put them into a box. Ba Yedaya, Yedaya came along, V'natel Chelko, he took his own Chelek, V'chelek Chaverev, he took his friend, Sheish. So he took a total of six Mishmaros, he worked for six different units during the year, which ended up being 2 weeks per unit, so he worked for 12 weeks of the year. That was Yedaya. Came along Ba Charim, Vinata Chelko Vechelek Chaver. He took his part and his friend's part. He took a total of six. So he worked another 6 units, which ended up being another 12 weeks. That's 24 weeks of the year. Vechein Pashkar, he did the same Vechein Emor. They end up taking 12 weeks each, which shows 48 weeks of the year. There are 50 weeks in the year, really, during the weeks of Pesach and Sukkot. Everyone worked together. That's the halacha. But either way, only these four Mishmaros came back. So then, Hiskinu Shebeneim Shafilu Yehoyarov Rosh Mishmaros Ola. Yehoyarov, who was the head of the Mishmaros during Bais Rishon, even had he returned back, if we could find where his family was, Lo Yidache Yedaya Imkamo. He does not have the right to push off Yedaya. El Yedaya becomes Iker, Yehoyarov and Tafalo. But we see clearly that Yehoyarov wasn't around. He didn't return back. Ella Ashara. It must be when we equate the halachas of Bais Sheni to Bais Rishon, it was only for some of the details, not to all the details. Okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. Hope that was somewhat clear. Amen.